The Archdiocese of Birmingham in the United Kingdom has a new leader. He's Bishop Bernard Longley, currently auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster. On Thursday, the Vatican announced he will be installed as Archbishop of Birmingham on December the 8th, taking over from Archbishop Vincent Nichols. With the beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman, plus a papal visit to Britain expected next autumn, Bishop Longley is likely to have a pretty packed agenda over the coming months. I caught up with him just after the announcement on Thursday to find out how he feels about taking such a big step from London up to the Archdiocese of Birmingham.
Well, I think you're right. It is a big change for me, and I'm grateful for having had the experience of moving into the Diocese of Westminster, which, when I arrived there 7 years ago, I didn't really know very well. But getting to learn the challenges and the opportunities there as part of a team with, at that time, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, and over more recently with Archbishop Vincent. And there are similarities, particularly with the eastern and central part of London where I'd been living and working. And from what I've learned so far to date from the bishops and the Archbishop's Council here in Birmingham, particularly I think about the great, very rich social mix within the local communities and also within the Catholic communities, with Catholics from all parts of the world who are part of our Catholic communities here. I think that there's a powerful message there, that this unity which is experienced within the Catholic Church is not just a gift for ourselves, but actually a gift for others. So that's certainly something which has struck me very powerfully, even in these recent days.
One of the big issues on the agenda up there around the Birmingham area is, of course, dialogue with the Muslim communities in Britain. You've had some experience of that, haven't you? But are you expecting it to be a major area, a major focus of your work?
I think it will be, and I'm looking forward to working, obviously ecumenically, with the other church leaders, but also as part of the interreligious dialogue, which has really taken root here over the last many years, and which Archbishop Vincent encouraged and was a central part of. And I think the opportunity to work together and witness together in that way is going to remain vital, to be of service beyond the faith communities also, and but to be seen to be available to meet the needs of others and to take our part in public life very properly here.
You're described by some people as quite a shy and retiring person who prefers to keep out of the media spotlight. Do you think this is a true reflection, or do you see it as a problem, perhaps, in the important post you're taking up there?
I certainly don't anticipate it being a problem, because I think as long as my focus is the Archdiocese of Birmingham and the opportunities for the church here, and there is, of course, a very important personal element. I come bringing my own personality into this role, but I think it's to give all that one has and can do for the service of the church, wherever you're called to. That's what's important to me, and I certainly won't fear speaking out on issues here in Birmingham or elsewhere where the church demands that or expects that of me. Of that, I'm certain.
You're also expecting to host a visit by Pope Benedict to the UK next year. What hopes do you have? What can you tell us at all about preparations that have been going on?
Well, wonderful prospect, the possibility of this papal visit, which I think will bring many blessings to not only within the Catholic Church, but also, I think, within the nation more generally, linked, of course, with the beatification in our own minds, the thought of looking forward to the beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman, with all the implications that has for strengthening faith within the Catholic community, also encouraging our ecumenical links and an understanding of faith and actually the place of faith in public life in today's society, where the challenges are no less than they were in his time, of course, different. But I'm certain that the Bishops' Conference and the hierarchy together will be making all the necessary preparations, and will, I think, be very excited about this prospect.
As you know, there's been a lot of speculation about whether the beatification will take place up there in Birmingham or whether perhaps it might need a bigger venue such as somewhere down in London. Can you give us any information on that at all?
I obviously would want to share people's hope for the possibilities there. But I think that's something which clearly would be decided for the Holy Father himself. I'm certain that the Archdiocese will be fully involved in that celebration. But there's nothing wrong with sharing people's hopes about that.
As you say, the church itself would be delighted for such a visit. What do you expect might be the reactions from the other churches, the other religious communities? Have you had a chance to talk to them at all about the possibility of this visit?
Well, interestingly, I'm at present on the board of the Council for Christians and Jews, and at our discussions there, there's been considerable excitement because there is a recognition that the Holy Father has always sought opportunities to strengthen the bonds between Catholics and Jews wherever he's made visits. And obviously there would be a hope within the Jewish community in England and Wales that our relationship, the relationship between the Catholic Church and people of Jewish faith, would be strengthened by such a visit. So I think there's some excitement and hope there too.
My thanks there to Bishop Bernard Longley, currently auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster, but from December 8th, the new Archbishop of Birmingham.